Okay, welcome to my channel. I'm Aaron Lin. Okay, so 恭喜发财啊！Happy New Year. Hope you 发发啊 in 2025. Okay, so today I'm gonna talk about is there a limit to how high property price can go? I tell you something I write a lot here, a lot. Then I try to do this video a few times. Wow, 刚好 I tell you the things I write and then if I try to talk point by point, I really don't know how to do this video leh. So anyway, I got to do my homework one So lucky or not, I really cannot present so dull and so sian. Just write this, then read out one by one, then make this video. I really cannot. So I got to switch off my phone. Okay, so what is the limit to the property price? Okay, so basically, I want to share one very important thing. I have this discussion with a group of agents a few days ago. So I was saying that one very important thing that we have to understand is that Trump 2.0, which is now the new president, the second term, considered a second lah, because the first term, last time he was a president, then break, then later he come back again mah. So the Trump 2.0 equals to expensive. Expensive means a lot of things will become expensive. Inflation will continue to be there. And a lot of crazy things will happen lah. So if you realize that the Federal Reserve already cut the rate, stop the rates, pause the rate cuts because they want to see what will happen, then they have started to implement tariff with many countries, do a lot of tax this, tax that, trying to make things more expensive. If you really go and listen to what the other finance YouTuber talk about in USA, they will share with you that this tariff thing is just going to make things more expensive, okay? So everything is just going to be more expensive. So when we have inflation, we have to understand one thing is that a property is an asset. When we have inflation, property price will go up. But one very important thing is that is property price going up correct and healthy? So I think that a steady growth is okay. Okay, a steady growth is okay. To be frank with you, you look at where you are today. We are in Singapore. Okay, in Singapore, the economy is very good. You know, everybody got money. Our currency is very strong. Actually, you say cost of food went up. Yes, I do agree. But at $3.54, you still can get bak chor mee. You still can get chicken rice. I don't see any problem with our country as of today. So one thing that we have to understand and accept is that I feel that property price in Singapore is going to be very difficult to drop. Okay? Property price in Singapore in terms of index as a whole is going to be very, very difficult to drop. So does it mean there's no limit? No, it doesn't mean that way. So first of all, I feel that the first limit that we have to talk about is that the government needs to implement cooling measure. The government need to maintain a steady growth. To maintain a steady growth, to make sure that prices don't suddenly go up too fast or go up too much, and then later on, majority of the Singaporeans cannot afford property anymore. The recession comes. People cannot afford to pay. People buying above their buying power and whatsoever. All these things are problems that will snowball into bigger problems or social problems. So the government has a job to do. The job is to maintain a steady growth by using cooling measure. So they have to cool the market to make sure that property price don't go up too fast or go too high and then explode. We call that a bubble. Okay. So this is the part that's very important first. We have to understand this first. So when property price is going up, when inflation is here, property price will go up. The limit of how much property price will go up, number one, is this thing called Bala table. If you go into the theory the degree in real estate or whatsoever, you will realize there's this thing called the Bala table that actually calculate the 99 years lease, and then every year you will drop. There's a certain percentage one. We use that to calculate how much is the top up lease estimate for collective sale. Okay, I don't want to go into it too much. I don't want to complicate this whole conversation here. But there's a curve to show that a property is 99 years. If this property is at the left 80 years, how many percent has it dropped? So of course, if it will drop very slowly, like 99 years, first year, second year, third year, it drop very slowly, fourth year, 5 year, 6 year, then it gets steeper and steeper and steeper and the curve drop more and more. So when you get older and older, you realize that the curve more. That is what we call the Bala table. So number one, the lease of the property, okay, the lease of the 99 year property will affect your property price. So I think according to the bank, you can go and check it out. If I'm not wrong, a property that left with 30 years lease cannot take loan. So there's such things that are really happening. I think some of the landed left with 15 years, they cannot take loan. Then it will also affect the amount of CPF that can be used to pay on this property. That's another thing. So the Bala table, the 99 years lease will actually affect the limit of how high your property price can go. So Aaron, you keep saying that you don't buy old property. I have my reasons because this is one very crucial factor. Now people tell me, hey Aaron, how about freehold? That's why I tell you all to buy freehold. That's why my akong la, my ama la, my father, mother tell me to buy freehold. Again, I want to share with you, yes, freehold have no Bala table because freehold is 999 years. 999 years, the Bala table doesn't activate. Maybe it activate the last 99 years, I don't know. But I haven't seen a 999 years Bala table la. So basically 999 or freehold, they don't have this problem. But the thing is, a property is an asset. An asset is a property is a physical item. A physical item. Okay. When you look at the property, you know, like, wow, you look at this. Wow, this one, how old you can see. And first of all, let's focus on who are the majority buying power in the Singapore property market. The majority buying power in the property market are young people that want to start a family. Are the middle range people at the age of maybe 30 to 40, they have a bigger family, go primary school, the kids, they want to enroll for this school, that school, they want to change around. These are the people of the majority buying power. The majority buying power are not the downgraders. Why? Because we already call them the downgraders. Downgrader, they downgrade, they don't buy the more expensive property. The upgraders are the one that is paying more, that is putting more money into the property market. So, the majority people are normally the younger buyers. Okay, this is how the property market works. When that happens, does the younger buyers want to buy a old property? Go and think about it. You may say yes to yourself, but first of all, I want to explain this is that in the property market, we have to look at a majority view. The majority view is not what your mother or you or your father think. It's everybody else. You have to do a survey with 100 people, then you understand what is a majority view. If you understand a majority view, you will understand where the property market is heading. You know where is the demand, where is the good supply, why some property price have a higher limit, why some property price already hit limit. This is very, very, very important. Okay, wait, before I continue, can you please help me hit the like button? It's very important to me because I make a lot of effort to do videos for you. All I need is just for you to hit the like button. Thank you. Go back. So freehold property doesn't mean that you get out of the Bala table. So first of all, maybe you don't get affected so early. Maybe like a 99 years get affected at their age of 20, but a freehold maybe only get affected at the age of 25 because you are not affected by the Bala table. But again, a freehold property when it's old, it needs maintenance fee, it needs a new coat of paint, need to repair this, repair that. You know, I went to a lot of old properties before. I have so many, many properties in my 15 years in my real estate career. I've seen property that the floor is leaking lah, toilet leaking lah, the whole condo cannot use gas lah because they cannot find a leak in the gas pipe in the condo lah. I see condos that have power shut down for 6 hours lah because the generator spoil lah, or swimming pool closed down lah, or leave left one lah, then need to top up, need to ask people to pay more money. If your condo is very rich, I know of condos that is in the CCR area that is very rich, very big. They are like 2,000-3,000 square feet. They are very old, but the people got money, no? When they do upgrading, what they're upgrading is like, what, 50 million one, no? They can redo the whole drop-off point, they can do the lift, they can redo the whole outlook of the condo. The people are willing to pay. But now we are talking about mass project. If you are talking about the mass market project in the RCR region or the OCR region, people will not pay like, oh, everybody take up $5,000 contribute to repair the condo or to refurnish the condo or make the condo nicer. People will not pay. So this is the problem. Even now, condos that are supposed to repaint every 5 to 7 years. In these 5 to 7 years, just to go from an annual general meeting and get everybody to say, okay, let's pay this amount in monthly or a one time to pay so that we can upgrade our estate. It's really so difficult. Don't even talk about old condo trying to get money to maintain their condo. It's even worse. So if you want to see like a steady growth, you want to know where is the limit to your property price, I would say that the newer properties have more potential in growth. The newer properties, the older properties will meet the limit earlier. This is why we see a difference between a new launch investment and a resale investment. So if today you go and buy a resale investment and you buy a not so new condo and you think of holding for 10 to 20 years, it may not be a good decision. Why? Because you may have hit the limit. So we have a joke today, is that some of the properties, they cannot en bloc anymore. Okay, so when we say we cannot en bloc anymore, is that the property price have reached so high, but the property is so old, there's a lot of charges that need to be paid for the developer to en bloc and then renew the lease and whatsoever, and the people in the estate only want this price. So after the developer pays the people in the estate this price, they go and pay the top-up lease because it's very old. The developer cannot earn money. So we call all these condos cannot en bloc anymore. These condos are what I call already hit the limit. When you hit the limit, okay, you cannot en bloc, you cannot sell it off. So were they en bloc next time or not? Yes, they will. Maybe 10, 15 years later or 20 years later at the same calling price that they are calling today. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I say, the limit. Where is the limit? So why 10, 20 years later? Because 10, 20 years later, if they now they call here, this pricing. 20 years later, they call back the same price, they are considered cheap. And I tell you, all this en bloc happens, all this collective sale happens when the condo is super run down and people are not interested to stay in it anymore. So they are willing to sell it off. A lot of older condos, if you go, if there's bigger projects like 800, 700 people units or 900 units, you realize they cannot en bloc. Why? Because there's a lot of people that feel that, hey, this is a piece of gold. But actually, if you ask me, this is a piece of shit because cannot en bloc. There is no potential to en bloc because it's too old. The rebuilding cost is too high and the asking price of the residents there is so high that if the developer buy this land, they cannot make money. So they won't buy the land. So when will these people be willing to sell it cheaper to a developer? When they have enough of problems, when the water start leaking, this one spoil, lease spoil, need to pay their maintenance fee, pay this maintenance fee, they cannot stand staying that condo anymore. They want to move out. That's where you see the condo has hit a limit. And they have to sell at a lower price. A lot of en bloc that is successful within the last few years, you realize that they are successful because they have dropped price. They drop price to a price where the developer can see profit. So when that happens, then the developer will sell. If you keep increasing price or you keep dreaming of getting like big ang pao or be a big huat by en bloc and get a lot of money in your pocket, you realize that it won't happen. Developers are not stupid. Last but not least, I want to give you the last advice is that if you want to find somewhere, okay, in conclusion, if you want to find somewhere that has a higher limit, you can earn money longer, you can make money further, you don't need to have so much worries. Number one, I think you have to find places that the majority wants to buy. Okay, first, get a location that the majority wants to buy. Number two, get a location that the majority can afford. And the majority thinks that it's still worth it. Okay, first, you go and fulfill these three factors first. After you fulfill these three factors, get a property that is not too old. That's very important because I already explained already before that. Okay, if you fulfill these four factors, you are more or less safe. If you don't know what is majority or you don't understand, then it's very easy. Get somebody that know. Okay, get somebody that know. Get somebody that know. Get somebody that know. Okay. So that's it for today's video. I really cannot write down and then talk and follow like that talk and then give you a video. It's really not my style. So I hope you have learned from this video. Thank you for watching. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode and bye bye.